It's an NBA 2K Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. A couple of very important game threes as Milwaukee tries to march into Philadelphia to get a victory down 0-2. And you know Giannis was not about to let this happen, but it almost did. It almost did. Final score of that one was 101-90. I actually didn't watch it, but I did watch the score go up, but it was a defensive matchup. Giannis had 21, 15, and 4, but it was Chris Middleton and his 23 points and 6 rebounds. In the fourth, had 14 points. Chris Middleton also wasn't letting the Bucks go down. Bucks win a game. They have game 4 coming up on Sunday. Lakers and Clippers. This game was a heavyweight matchup. Hey, they just changed the yellow shirts to reds. The Clippers were at home. And this one went down to the wire. How about LeBron James driving the lane and getting blocked by little old Patrick Beverley? Well, it wasn't a block. It was more like a strip steal type of deal. And I can only imagine what Patrick Beverley would have been saying in real life. But, yeah, Clippers win 106-100. Kawhi Leonard had 39-13. Also doing it big on the defensive end with 4 steals and a block. And AD... he had 28 and 14 and 7 assists. So I think now I'm sitting up here watching a whole lot of these Lakers 2K games. The Lakers are more so AD's team, and LeBron's just the point guard of it, just a facilitator, just making sure everything is together. But it's really AD, you're the star of this.
I didn't realize that they had opened up that large of a lead over the Clippers. They were when the season was paused, they were up 5.5.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. How many of those games did Kawhi play?
Yeah. And true. Yeah. Anthony Davis, future Chicago Bull. The NBA, by the way, has announced that the draft will be moved to September.
Okay.
I did not see if the date to opt out of the draft has changed, because that will affect a couple of guys at Creighton.
It will.
Who somehow are trying to figure out what their evaluation would be from the NBA, but we expect Mahoney and Jefferson to come back. And, of course, Tyson Alexander is staying in the draft. So the NBA, when they want to come back, and they may have early next week a final vote and a level of certainty that they are back in the plan, we'll see it rolled out. Pretty solid that's going to happen. And maybe more of the play-in tournament that, again, if you are in the NHL or the NBA, you are one of the top teams, all of a sudden, hey, we have some fairness. You're going to have a level playing field. I'm not a gimmick person. I like the playoff format. Why don't you just come back and play like that? But it sounds like there's going to be a play-in tournament, and I get it. I say, don't lie to us. Tell us it's about money. That's why you're coming back. Also, don't lie to us when you're thinking about a play-in tournament and where you may restart at the end of July and what you may run into, and you're trying to find your spot on the buffet that fans are about to have in July. Please let it happen. Please let it happen. And moving forward to July, to August, and then to September, where you welcome in the behemoths of the NFL and college football. Mm-hmm. It's okay, Adam Silver, to tell us why you prefer a play-in tournament, because there's a guy that plays for the Pelicans that could be involved in Zion Williamson, who, when the season was paused, was 3.5 games behind Memphis for the 8th and final playoff position. You cannot have a restart of the NBA without one of your more popular guys, who if you're trying to fight for a morsel of viewership, he'd be a guy that would draw people in. They want to watch him. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So I figured it out. There's the conspiracy that I've uncovered, and I have solved for them. So a question I asked earlier, as we want sports to come back, and we've in our heads, we've got our plan of how this is going to work, and okay, baseball, work it out. Mm-hmm. Again, I do think it'll be worked out. Do we have to stop ourselves? I think we do, but we don't. And I feel bad. I do actually feel bad. And we might be doing it wrong, that we forget about the actual people that we want to watch and their concerns of the risk of coming back, of something happening that will affect their future. We don't really talk much about the athlete. We talk about ourselves and being selfish, and we want the games back, and this is how we're going to be back. And I tie this into part of the baseball players' side of this negotiation is, hey, we're assuming a lot of risk here. Risk health-wise. Are you listening? We may not necessarily be listening because we just want it back so quickly. We want it back now. That we're doing it wrong and not considering what they are considering.
That's such a good point.
And walking into, because we all are doing this, we all are going to walk into the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's the element of the unknown. That we'll have to have faith, we'll have to have trust. We know that we don't live in fear, and there's always risk. I mean, there's risk. You and George, you and I could walk outside the studio and we could trip and hurt our ankle, and it's a high ankle sprain, and we're screwed for about a week because those are painful. I mean, a terrible analogy compared to what we're talking about, but you get it. There's a risk. There's always a risk.
Yeah, yeah.
That the athletes worry, and I don't know. I'm guilty here. I don't think I put them in the conversation like I should. I get it. Because we would probably get it if baseball said we can't come back because of health. But when they say we can't come back because of money, we lose our mind. We say, we're done. We're out. But we might be doing it wrong in the sped up version to get sports back is we don't think about the people that we want to root for. And that's just that. I don't think I'm alone.
No, I don't think you're alone either. That's why, although what people will think that it's not a sport, it is. That's why Roman Reigns, nobody says anything about him. And then,
great point, George.
And one of my favorite wrestlers is in the Undisputed Era, in Kyle O'Reilly, who's got diabetes, and he's been held off of TV and will be continue to be held off of TV until we get past this. And I miss seeing him, but it's one of those, like, I can't say anything. I get it. And so if an athlete were to come out and say that, or like you said, MLB, if they came out and said, we're not going to have a season because of health concerns, let's focus on next season, we would get it. We would get it.
And that's why I think there's going to have to be a lot of trust. And in baseball, you don't have trust between owners and players. Trust in college between the student athlete and that they place that gives them the scholarship is got everything in place to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, why a place like Nebraska is very vocal about, they haven't gone into deep details, but they're very vocal in things that they will have in place that protect the student athlete and put them in a situation that they will be really, really comfortable and that they don't have to worry about. Yeah, there's always going to be a worry, but they don't have to worry about that. That affects what they're there to do and what they love to do, and that is playing their particular sport.
Mm-hmm.
And just dawned on me because baseball is the one that I really want back. Right. And I remain optimistic. I expect them to play. I know there's bitterness. And no one's going to be happy when it's all said and done, but it will get done. We're in the bottom of the fifth. There is rain on the horizon, and there might be a curfew. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna get it done. Couple of emails to finish up this week's edition of the Gary Sharp Show. This is from John. And by the way, mailman Doug calling in. Did not expect that.
Me either.
Yeah, he's probably going to ask if he can get the link to his appearance on the show. So expect that, George. John says, how many plain brown wrapper boxes does mailman Doug deliver in a week? That stuff doesn't happen in my neighborhood. George, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
All right.
Make you a little uncomfortable. And I want you to be completely honest.
Okay.
Have you ever ordered something that during the ordering process, one of the things in fine print would said, it will be discreetly wrapped?
Yeah.
Like when Playboy was a thing,
yep.
When they said it would be coming like in a brown paper bag or it would be discreetly wrapped, did more kids order Playboy?
Oh, man.
When it wouldn't come just as the magazine.
Hey, that's a tipping point. Like, discreetly? Oh, okay. Instant buy.
Look at all the men's products to help you do your business that you see advertised on late night TV.
Yep.
Comes discreetly wrapped. Let's be honest. Everybody raise their hand. This is Honesty Friday.
Yep.
If you are subscribing to something that might show up on a credit card statement and you happen to be married, but it says it will be listed as, you know, let's say you're... let's say you subscribe to... give me a website. Chad says Voyeur Web.
Well, there you go.
By the way, type in Voyeur Web. See what that is.
I'm not.
It doesn't come on that as the credit card. Instead, it says like Sears Plus. And your wife or your husband that checked the credit card statement say, I thought Sears was out of business. What are we buying from Sears? Don't tell me once you got the green light that it wouldn't show up as the what it's supposed to show up on your credit card statement, uh-huh. Or it would become discreetly wrapped. You're like, that seals the deal.
Yep.
Send. Because I thought about, you know, subscription back in the day. Mm-hmm. Will not come as is. But, yeah, John, I live in a nice neighborhood. We don't have that kind of stuff going.
Oh, of course. No. Of course not.
No, and why do you need a mailman to do that?
Ask Doug later on today, because you're going to see him. But, yeah, you're going to see him.
Yeah, what Doug didn't tell you is Doug does go through people's mail. I'm like, whoa, hey, Gary's got a certified letter. Woo, wonder where that's from. U.S. government. Yes. All right, Unsportsmanlike Conduct is coming up here in a little bit. Thanks, everybody, that tuned in. Short week. Hope you enjoyed it. If you are out, you are mowing the lawn, making up for last weekend, even though there may or may not be rain this weekend. Hit or miss. But get out and enjoy it now. The weather is really, really nice outside. We had some great interviews, great guests this week, great conversation, all up on the radio replay page that you can find at 1620thezone.com under the Gary Sharp Show tab. Everybody have a safe and healthy weekend. And you know what? When we come back and we reconvene here in the House of Sports Radio, it'll be the 1st of June. We have made it through 11 weeks. We only have 99 days till the start of the college football season. And we only have about 10 minutes before Stibbs and I talk about the Broncos and the Chiefs. He doesn't get the concept, as I said on air earlier in the interruption of his sports memory, what sports memories are supposed to be. They're actually supposed to be real sports memories, not just digs at other people. That's okay. Guy that's in charge doesn't understand the rules. Shock. That's life. It happens. Crossover's coming up next. For George, I'm Gary. We'll talk to you on Monday at 10.